Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Good to see all of you here. And we welcome our listening audience today. I know we've been off the air a few times, and we're thankful for your faithfulness in listening to the programming. Today we're going to be looking at the storms of life from Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. And I'd invite you, if it's possible for you, to close your eyes and bow your head. Join me in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you today for your love and your blessings to us. As we open your word to study today, we need the Holy Spirit to be here with us to guide us in our study. We ask, Lord, that you would give us wisdom and understanding of your word so that we can know how to apply that to our personal life. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You look at this story in Matthew chapter 8. Jesus had been busy. He had just come down off of the mount. He had been up there. And if you look at Matthew chapter 5 through 7, the chapters 5, 6, and 7, Jesus is giving the sermon, which is commonly known as the Sermon on the Mount. He had come down off of the mountain, and as soon as he came down, people were gathering around him, wanting him to do something for them. He was approached by a leper who wanted to be healed, and so Jesus healed him. Then he was approached by the centurion, whose servant had palsy, and he healed him. Then he went to Peter's house, and Peter's mother-in-law was sick, and so Jesus touched her, and she became well. And there were many other people. As evening came that day, that were brought to him, they were possessed with devils and with demon spirits. He cast out all those spirits with his word, and he healed all of the sick that came to him. He had a busy day, and it was a long day for him. Evening was coming. It was starting to get dark, and Jesus was tired. He was hungry. He had been working tirelessly all day long, teaching and healing the people around him. And he needed to get away to gather some strength. He needed some rest. And so Jesus was in a boat, and he instructed the disciples to push out and go to the other side of the shore. But as they're traveling across the lake, a storm comes up. And on the Sea of Galilee, coming down through from the eastern shore, through those deep gorges there, the wind blows strong, and the storms kick up pretty suddenly in that area. And oftentimes, they're very violent. And so the windstorm is blowing, and the waves are starting to crash in over their boat, and the water starting to fill the boat. And the disciples are seeing that the boat is beginning to sink because of all the water. They can't dip it out fast enough to be able to keep the boat floating. And they try as hard as they can to save themselves, but they're fighting a losing battle. And you know, sometimes I believe that we often try to save ourselves by what we're doing. We try to take the situation in hand. We try to deal with it. And oftentimes, we don't do very well. Sometimes we even make a mess of things, and that's where Jesus wants us to rely on him, because there's times that we just can't handle all of the things that need to be taken care of. We need Jesus. We need his righteousness. We need him to cover us with his righteousness and to save us on a daily basis. And we try always to solve our own problems without Jesus' help. And oftentimes it doesn't work very well for us. You know, you think about what was happening out on that lake on the Sea of Galilee. There was no light pollution out there. I mean, there was no malls on the other side of the lake where they were headed. There was no street lamps. There was no security lights at people's houses. And so when it was dark out there, it was really dark. And the disciples had a hard time fighting with the boat and the waves and the water crashing in on the boat beginning to sink. They were having a difficult time. They couldn't see Jesus because of the darkness. And when all else had failed, it seemed that in that darkest moment that they were about to perish, and they realized that they can't save themselves, they need to do something different. And they needed to call on Jesus to help them with their issue. And when they cried out to the Lord, "Lord, save us, we perish," Jesus heard them and came to their aid. And I would contend that he is the only hope for you and me today. That when things are going bad, and it seems like the waves are crashing in on us, and we're about to sink and go under, Jesus is the answer for the problems that we have. Never does a perishing soul cry out to Jesus that he does not hear and respond in the way that he sees fit for each one of us. Jesus rebukes the disciples because of instead of coming to him first, they try to rescue themselves. And so Jesus is saying to them in verse number 26, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" And then he arose and he did something significant. He rebuked the wind and the seas, and there was great calm. There are some who are listening here today who are struggling in the storms of life, and it feels like you're about to go under, and yet you haven't called on the one who can save you, who can help you through your difficult struggles. What is it going to take in this life to get you to see that you can't do it on your own, that you need Jesus to help you? When are you going to start coming to him first instead of last? And too often we don't experience his power in our lives because we're fearful and we have such little faith. Most people wait until they fall into this deep, dark depression where they don't feel like they can survive anymore before they begin to reach out to Jesus to ask him for help. In this story, Jesus had cast out demons before he got in the boat. He had healed the sick. But the disciples saw all of these experiences that Jesus had, the miracles that he worked, the healing that he had done. But you know, they never really grasped the idea that Jesus could speak and nature would listen to him. They didn't realize that when the Creator speaks, all of creation listens to their Creator. When Jesus spoke through winds and the sea and said, "Peace be still," in Mark chapter 4, verse 39, which is a parallel passage, he proved his ability to calm the storms of life and to save all those who would call upon him in faith. That's why Jesus rebukes the disciples. They tried their method of saving themselves, and they went somewhere else first instead of coming to him, trusting by faith in his saving grace for them. I wonder if that's what's happening to some of us today. That we've gone everywhere else. Some financial situation comes up in our life that is really weighing us down. And the first thing we can think about is going to an attorney to get some fix for our problem financially. Or we want to go to the bank and get a loan or some same-day loan situation to be able to get out of the fix we're in. Maybe there's a health problem that has come up and you don't know which way to turn. Maybe it's tragic. Maybe there's some family problems that are way beyond your capacity to deal with it and you don't know what to do. Let me encourage you today that as long as we focus on the problems will only magnify. And what we need to do is focus on the solution. And the solution is Jesus. And he knows how to answer prayers for you and me in a way that is just right for each one of us. He knows what is best for every one of us. Sometimes we go from tragedy to disaster to trying to save ourselves from the things that happen to us in life. The devil hates every one of God's children. He hates us. And in these last days, he's going to do everything he can to make life as miserable and as difficult for us to live as he possibly can. He is doing all that he can to destroy God's people physically, emotionally, spiritually. He's doing everything he can to discourage us from following Jesus and to look somewhere else for our problems, for an answer besides Jesus. And I would contend today that if you really want an answer, if you really want to solve your problems, the thing to do is take it to Jesus. He is the one who can answer, and he's the one who can save. We try too often to calm the storms of life ourselves instead of going to Jesus for help. And I would say that we need to trust in Jesus. We need not be fearful of the things that the devil does to us, but to trust in Jesus totally. In fact, the scriptures tell us that perfect love casts out all fear. So we don't have to fear what the devil is doing to us because God is still in control of this world, and He has promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us until the end of the world. And then, praise God, when Jesus comes back to take His people home, we're going to be with Him forever and ever. If you want Jesus to hear you, then you need to have the faith to believe that Jesus does hear you. If you want to hear Jesus rebuke the storms of your life, friends, then you need to hear the words, "Peace be still," and then you need to come to Jesus seeking and believing by faith that He has the power to control all of the forces of this life and of this world. You see, that was a difficult thing for the disciples. They had a hard time realizing that because Jesus could heal all of the sickness, the demon possession, all of the difficulties of life, they never saw Jesus stand up and tell the wind to stop blowing. They had a hard time believing that a person could do that. It seems to me that if we were with Jesus and we saw Jesus working all of those miracles, it would be such a minor thing for Him to say to the wind, "Peace be still." I wonder what kind of storms are brewing in your life today that you are dealing with that you haven't talked to anybody else about. What is the struggle that is weighing you down? What is it that you're struggling over and you haven't been able to solve it? I would invite you today to come to Jesus. Come to Him and ask Him to bring peace and stillness into your life. Give you that faith and that courage to be able to trust in Him. All you have to say is, "Lord, save me. I'm perishing." And Jesus has never turned away an honest soul who has called upon Him for help. And Jesus will answer prayers in accordance to our need and the way He sees best for us. And we need to do this before we try any other method of saving ourselves, of dealing with the issues and the problems that the devil puts upon us in this world. I know you can't help but notice the things that are happening in the world today. It seems like our world is being flipped upside down. Everywhere we look, this is not just a local issue anymore. It is a global problem. And it is pointing to the fact that Jesus is coming again, and He's coming soon. He wants to come for you and for me. And Jesus is letting all of this stuff happen in the world, friends, to let us know that the world is coming to an end and He is about to return to take His people home. I want to be ready for that day, don't you? And so we need to trust in Jesus more. Life is going to get more difficult. The devil is going to pour out his wrath more and more on God's people. Life is going to be very challenging. And unless we have this daily faithful experience with Jesus, friends, we're not going to be able to endure to the end. We will not be able to deal with the tragedy and all of the discouragement and depression that comes with this life that we live here. There's no other method of salvation, friends, except in Jesus. Any other thing that we try to get salvation from or help to save ourselves, they only end up with leaving us in a dark, stormy sea. And oftentimes we go from one tragedy to another thinking that we can fix the problem, and what we end up doing is messing it up. These disciples, they could have had life jackets in that boat that they were in. They could have been towing along a little life raft with them, and they couldn't have still saved themselves in that storm. They needed Jesus. And when all else had failed them that night, they turned to Jesus. But what if they had drowned before they turned to Jesus? What if that happened to us, friends? That while we're struggling with these issues of life, we have been trying all other kinds of methods, and we end up losing our life before we come to Jesus and rely on Him in faith. Don't let that happen to you, friends. Trust in Jesus today. Call upon Him and ask Him to save you. The only survivor of a shipwreck was washed up on a small, uninhabited island. He prayed fervently to God to rescue him, and every day he looked out over the ocean, hoping that he would see a rescue vessel out there in the ocean somewhere coming to take him home. But none showed up. exhausted, he eventually managed to build this little hut that he gathered up from some driftwood that was on the beach. And he began picking up pieces of property that had floated ashore from the boat. But then one day, after he was out scavenging for food, he came back to find that little hut that he had built out of driftwood. It was on fire, burning up. And he had lost everything in that little hut that he had. All of the things that he had picked up, everything that he had for survival was lost in that hut that day. He was stunned with grief and with anger. And he cried out to God, "Why did you do this to me?" Early the next day, however, he was awakened by the sound of a ship that was approaching the island. It had come to rescue him. And he asked his rescuers, "How did you know that I was here?" And they said, "We saw your smoke signal." It's easy to get discouraged sometimes when things appear to be going badly for us. But we shouldn't lose heart, friends, because God is at work in our lives. Even in the midst of pain and discouragement and suffering and death, God is still with us through that, helping us through that, strengthening us for the difficulties that we face. Remember, the next time that your little hut is burning to the ground, it just might be a smoke signal that summons the grace of God for you. Will you join me in prayer, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. I thank you that you're a God that can hear and answer prayers. Today, Lord, we want to invite you to come into our hearts personally. And Lord, I pray that anyone who is struggling with the issues of life today would come to you and call upon you and ask you to save them because they're perishing. Save us for your kingdom, Lord. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.